This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. We're going to get through the admin, so let's quickly get through that. First clue for your Optus Town Detective is this place will have you puzzled.
Okay.
Yep. Just went rogue on that one, by the way. You like that? That's a good clue, right?
I think it's a great clue.
Excellent. So good luck to that one. Hopefully that helped you out winning
some.
We were
very puzzled when we went there.
We sure were. So hopefully that can help you out. $100 cash on the line at 7:30. Alpha Bucks, Carly, for tomorrow. $1,000 up for grabs.
So tomorrow is R for, it just doesn't have what it's for. It's
okay.
Just R.
For
Romeo, if we're doing the phonetic.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Starting with R, I'm going to go with the hardest one. Name. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Starting with R, name an American state.
Oh, we did this one recently, didn't
yeah.
we? Yeah, it was Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I think that's really hard because there's only one answer.
Yeah, I agree. Rhode Island, keep that in mind. Yeah, that'd be good for quiz nights as well, I reckon, knowing that little bit of information. Keep that little fact with you.
What else have we got to do?
Pink.
Oh, the code word.
For today is bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. That was a bit of cool music bed underneath it.
The remix version.
Yeah, I liked it. But yeah, keep that in mind. When you hear them say, call now, you call now. Not when a Pink song plays, because that doesn't drive me mad at all. I think that's it, right? Is that all
I think
admin?
That's it. Yep.
Jeez. We powered through it today.
We did.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about anything else? I don't really have much to say. I'm just a loser at the moment. That's how I feel like, because I didn't win that thing over the weekend for the media's next to the best.
Oh, no.
Didn't do a run for a reason.
I think you were, like, robbed.
Yeah, thank you. Do you think that Brittany would be, like, is, like, better than me?
No.
Who won?
Brittany, no. She's not better than
me. She's your nemesis, so.
She is. Which, I
thought your nemesis was the other Carly Porch.
Nah.
You have a couple of nemesis.
I do. When I say nemesis, it's just better versions of myself.
Yeah.
So it's more like a jealousy thing, but you know what? I think I'll just go good for them.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
the issue with Brittany is that she's just someone who
is really good.
Just she's so good at everything.
She beat
and
me. She must be good.
We're from the same small town and I was the only one that I knew from my small town that had like kind of moved out of the town and become a radio announcer. Then out of nowhere, she goes on The Bachelor, then gets given a national radio show. Then our local paper does all the write-ups about local girl makes it big in radio.
That sucks, brah.
And so I'll never have it. I'll never have that claim to fame. It was the only thing.
But maybe you're her inspiration.
I doubt it. She doesn't know who I am.
But maybe she does. Maybe she was like, oh, if this girl can make it in radio out of my small town, maybe I have a shot.
Maybe. Don't think so, though.
I'm just trying to make it sound a bit
better.
Thanks. Sorry I didn't beat her for you at the Media
I know.
Festival
I really was invested in that. But
the worst part is if I did win it, I wouldn't even know how to do the speech because I keep forgetting what the title of the award was called.
Next of the best.
Best
but there's
next.
Always next year.
No, I'm too old now.
Oh, what?
Oh, I was under 40.
No, under 40. You're not.
But mentally I am.
No.
I've gone past this.
No, Alan. This is we both need this.
Maybe
we need
win an
ACRA
award.
Oh, the radio award?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. She'll probably win that too. She'll probably somehow win. She's not.
What an absolute bitch.
She'll probably win like
I hate her guts.
Best radio show in WA because she's come here once.
Oh, God. What's her name again?
Just so
we can tell our fans to go there and just absolutely hurl abuse at her.
No. She's. Do you know what the worst part is? She's actually quite lovely.
I bet she is lovely.
I don't know her personally. She would have no idea who I am. But I see her stuff online and she's got a, you know, her show is good.
Is it, Bart?
Yes.
Yeah,
is it better than ours? No, absolutely not, mate.
Well, it's award-winning, so probably is. All right. Now we filled out the intro. Enjoy the podcast. Alan and
Carly. Now, this is a weird phrase, but it's something that's trending on TikTok at the moment. So basically, you'll say things that would send other things into a coma. So for example, one of the trends going around is when someone moves to another country, like an American. So it would say things about Australia that would send Americans into a coma, basically saying it would send them into a tailspin.
Okay.
And I thought I would apply this phrase to things that would send Gen Z into a coma because lately I've been feeling super nostalgic for old movies. There's something I'm just craving at the moment, and maybe it's because I am getting older, about the old way of life.
You do have a birthday next week.
I do.
You aren't turning 104. You are only turning 35.
But
but
we are the last generation to really experience, I guess, growing up without technology infiltrating every aspect of our lives.
Thank God as well, by the way. High school, I couldn't imagine the pressure they're under these days with everything.
I agree. And whilst I kind of love my iPhone, I'm low-key addicted to it, I do kind of crave those simpler times. So what I've been doing lately is I've been watching a lot of older movies that are set in those times just to kind of reminisce about the way of life before. And I've realized that there are things that we used to do that Gen Zers would literally be sent into a coma about.
Now, Gen Z, that's, what's that, like 23, about up to 23 years old, like that? Because we're millennials and we're like mid-30s.
Yeah.
Almost mid-30 for you next week. Almost there.
Early to
mid-30s, sure. but yeah, so Gen Z, they're the youngest ones, right? Or Gen A, I don't even know. Gen Z, yeah.
So I watched for the first ever time St. Elmo's Fire. Great movie.
Great soundtrack.
Pretty in Pink. And then I started watching a new show over the weekend called News Talk or Talk Radio or something.
Okay.
It's all set in the 80s.
Yep.
But there were things that I noted that I was like, this is going to be, like, people would not understand. Like, Gen Z is going to be like, what are they doing? So the number one thing I remember is when people, like, trying to get a hold of people, right?
Yeah.
Calling them at work and asking for people.
Oh, I used to do it with my mum. Like, you know, like my brothers did it all the time. They'd ring up my mum at work and she'd be like, don't call me, I'm at work.
Yes, and you used to literally call your mum or dad's workplace to get a hold of them. Or if someone wanted to talk to you, they had to call the family phone.
That's
and like,
right.
But do you ever remember, like, your mum or dad policing the phone and be like, no, it's dinner time. She can't talk now.
Yep.
And it was like, okay, well, I can't talk.
Well, I used to, when I first started dating Julia, like, we would be on the phone to each other, our mobile phones back then, and you'd wait till after 7 to get 1 cent per minute. And we'd never do it on the home phone because we knew that one of our parents could listen in.
Yeah.
Because you'd just be talking.
Oh, you'd hear the click and you're like, mum, get off the phone.
And you're like, Mum!
Do you know what? I'll never forget. We used to have like one of the original Telstra phones that everyone had in their house that comes stock
standard.
Yeah,
those little flimsy things,
And I would like reach the cord around to go through the glass sliding door and shut it for privacy.
Yeah,
and I used to get so much. I'd be out in the cold, like standing out in the freezing cold with the door. And my mum used to get so mad because she's like, you're going to ruin the phone cord.
Yeah.
And she would like come and I'd have to stand in the dining room where everyone in the family would just pass through and be listening to my conversations.
Yeah, geez, takes me back.
But 13 10 60.
Yeah.
Give us a call right now. What are things that you used to do that would send Gen Z into a coma? Like they would not understand it. It would leave them perplexed. Maybe you've actually got some Gen Zs in your family and you've had to explain things that you used to do to them that they just do not understand.
What the hell's an encyclopedia? I don't even know that. Yes, I love this. 13 10 60. Let's upset some Gen Z today, shall we?
Or let's make them confused.
Yeah, at the very least. Happy hunting.
Right now on 13 10 60, we are talking things that would send Gen Z into a coma. So basically, this is a trend that's happening on TikTok, and it just means things that they wouldn't understand that would send them into a tailspin.
Yeah.
We were talking before, Alan, about how we used to have to deal with trying to talk to our friends via a home phone that all the family had access to. And anyone on a second phone in the home could literally listen in on your conversations.
Yeah, you talk about dating troubles. That was our trouble back in the day. They used to be hard. Try and, like, you know, sweet talk your future wife, which would end up being the case for me, while her dad's in earshot in the kitchen going, what are you talking about?
There was no privacy for our generation, was there?
No, there wasn't. Well, we want to know those things that would send Gen Z into a tailspin, send them into a coma. Jeremy from Busselton kicks us off. What was it for you, mate?
Morning, team.
Morning.
Dial-up internet and then the home phone ring.
Yes.
And not run after it and kick you off.
Wait, Jeremy, you want me to trigger you? Here you go. Listen to this. Do you remember that?
Yes, it was like, get off the phone. Mum needs to send an email.
I just talk to my kids with that now.
That's great, Jeremy. Thank you. That's triggered me. Carol from Geraldton, what is it for you that would send Gen Z into a tailspin?
Waiting for my favourite song to come on the radio to then record it on my cassette player.
Oh, yes. But then remember, annoying radio announcers like myself would do something like this. So this would start be like, you're here on Mix FM. We got a great one for you today. And you're like, shut up, I'm trying to record the intro.
Yes. Bloody radio announcers.
Oh,
Or if your cassette marked up and you had to rewind the tape
with
your pencil.
Yes.
I do. Oh, wow.
Wow. There you go. Thank you, Carol. Let's go to Wayne in Bunbury. What is it for you that would send Gen Z into a coma?
Well, sit and watch TV and go, oh, well, going to watch something else. I'll get up and go change the channel.
Oh, yeah, actually yes. Getting up.
Yeah.
And then when you were a kid and you were watching TV and you weren't meant to, you'd turn off the TV and have that static left on the screen so your parents would know that you were totally watching TV when you shouldn't have been watching TV. Am I right, Wayne?
Yes, right.
Yes.
And there were four channels, if you were lucky, three or four channels to choose from.
Oh, Wayne, that is a definite throwback. Let's go to Kate in Geraldton. Kate, what is that thing that would send Gen Z into an absolute coma?
Yeah, it was nothing that we did, but I was in the shop yesterday and I spotted those hair clips with the butterflies on the strings.
Oh, my God. The amount of headaches I endured because of those things.
Yes. I remember the girls had their hair so tight.
And their back, Kate.
Yeah. I saw them yesterday. Would you mind if my daughter said hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you wearing butterfly clips?
No.
Good. Okay. Are you going to wear baggy jeans that go all the way down to the ground and then you step in a puddle and the water goes all the way up your denim?
She doesn't. We've literally sent Gen Z into a tailspin.
It's more of a warning there. Hey, nice to say hello. Let's go to our next caller, Stacey in Geraldton. Stacey, what is it for you that would send Gen Z into a coma?
The old antennas, having to move them every
now and then. I remember my two uncles, literally, it was child labor. I would be there for, I remember that footy games used to feel like they went forever because my job was to stand in the right position so that they could watch the footy.
Yeah.
But look, and they would make a game out of it.
The movie was on and then some lightning or something happened. And
yes.
Instead of having to twitch it just to get it right again.
And I remember people physically going up on the roof and playing with the antennas as well.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez, that takes me back.
I don't know if I'm back to the place I want to be, but thank you for everyone for your calls. I do.
Geez, I feel like, do we have it the hardest?
Yeah.
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 Until our parents get on here and rebut that, but still.
Yeah.
Are we doing what our parents did? You know when they used to tell us that they used to walk 15 kilometres to school?
Yeah, but that's our birthright. We win.
Speaking of getting it done, Alan, unlike you with HBF Run for a reason.
Are we still talking about that?
I actually weirdly surprised myself with that because
I was very proud of you.
No training in the lead up to. And then I remember me and producer Shelby, who was so hungover and did a phenomenal job.
More proud of Shelby. You're right. She was on the terts right till late. Yeah.
Well, basically what happened was we get to the front of the line and I was kind of in the runners / walkers category. Like there was no pressure being applied.
We all were.
And I remember Shelby said to me, look, you set the pace and I'll just, keep up with you. Because she's a runner. She's fit. She, knows how to do these things.
Who?
Producer Shelby.
Are you a runner?
Yeah. We live near each other. I quite often see her just running around the place.
I know she runs away from her problems.
And the craziest part was no one was chasing her.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, so I was like, okay, I'll set the pace. Now, I don't know what happened, but as soon as they said go, I just started running. It was like Forrest Gump. I just, the shackles were off and I just kept going.
I was about to do the voice. I won't.
And whilst I was absolutely, there were times when I just had enough.
Yeah.
But once I crossed that finish line, because I've never done anything like that before in my life. Like I've never done a run or a fun run or whatever. I always just thought that is so anti what I'm about.
Yeah.
Anyway, so afterwards I had this all these good endorphins flowing through me. And then while those endorphins are still flowing, I stupidly signed up for Park Run.
Which I don't know what that is still.
So it's actually pretty cool. So it's basically, you go to a park, they're all over WA, and a bunch of volunteers, it's free. You just register on the website, you show up, and with a bunch of strangers, you run 5K and you get your time.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so I signed up in the whole craziness of coming off the back of the 4K run.
High on endorphins.
And honestly, right up until, I still was really nervous about whether or not I'm actually going to do it.
Yeah, I remember you saying this on Friday.
So it was on Saturday. So I remember showing up. And first of all, there were way more people than what I thought there would be.
Like how many?
Well, actually, there was 190 to be exact.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Okay. And I thought I had overcommitted instantly because I was looking around. So I got there super early.
Yeah.
Because I was like, maybe I'll get a head start. I don't know. Maybe they'll tell me I can go to the front because I just didn't want to be last.
Yeah.
And I've never run 5Ks in my life, literally. And so I remember looking around and there's all these people warming up.
Oh, God.
And, like, they're intense energy. So I'm just start jumping on the spot because I'm like, I don't know, I've just got to match their energy. And then I realized, like, oh, my God, I can't do this right now. I need to stop because I was starting to get huffed and puffed just from jumping on the spot. I was like, I think I'm in the wrong place here. And then all of a sudden, that's when my people started to arrive, the senior sits.
Oh, they're your people?
My people. So I thought, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to make some friends with Mary.
Maybe they have biscuits or something. Yeah.
Well, they always have great biscuits. But I thought Mary is going to be my excuse.
I love this.
When I need to slow down. So I'll keep pace with Mary.
Yeah, no, that's good. Good strategy.
So chatting, friendly. Yeah. Oh, is this your first time, love? And they do this thing where if you're a first timer, you all cheer. And it's actually like kind of nice. So they ask who's the first timers. And I'm not the only one putting my hand up. Then all of a sudden, they go, we've actually got a milestone here. Mary's celebrating her 500th run. And Mary's like,
Mary's your mate now.
My mate. So I start clapping like, oh my God. But then I thought, you know what though? She could have walked it 500 times.
That's true.
So that's cool with me.
Yeah.
So as soon as the thing goes off, Mary leaves me in her dust.
Of course she does. 500 times.
And I'm like, oh my God, I need to find a new person here because I don't know anyone there.
Like a Marianne, maybe.
Literally. So, and then I'm like, okay, I'll go to the people with dogs because the dogs are going to slow them down.
Yes.
The guy with the Kelpie, I thought, no way, that thing's taken off and dragging him along with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I see this person with this like elderly little chihuahua. I'm perfect. I'll just keep pace with it. Alan, I kid you not, I almost got lapped by a tiny little chihuahua.
I love it.
It was so humiliating. I'm not going to lie. Even just finishing it, 5Ks felt
so long.
But you finished
it.
I finished it.
There you go.
I have a time. It is on the website.
What is the time?
35.5 minutes.
Okay, that's good. It's great.
And I'm like, oh my God. First of all, the fact I finished.
Yeah.
And I wasn't last.
Hey.
147th out of 190.
That's great.
Yeah. Didn't beat Mary though.
Did the other 50 die?
Do you know what, though? The chihuahua didn't get a time because it didn't bring its barcode. So thank God. I'm just going to tell everyone I beat the chihuahua.
Take that, chihuahua. Alan and Carly. This story comes to us from Florida, but instead of talking about the classic Florida man does this, this is about an animal, Carly.
Yeah, so basically what's happened in Florida, pretty serious situation. The local sheriff there had to basically post about an incident that was happening to people that were exercising and walking on 174th Street in Florida. So basically what was happening was these people were being attacked out of nowhere from this animal and they hadn't identified it yet. Their injuries were so serious. Both of these people, there were two separate incidents, ended up in hospital.
Getting treated for the wounds and rabies as well. So it gets your brain thinking, I don't know, lion,
I think tiger, crocodiles. Oh, not bear, well, what are they
alligators,
called? Alligators there.
Alligators.
Florida's wild. They've got all those like marshes and nightclubs.
People that live there, that new guy that's going to be running for president as well. There's all sorts of nut jobs there.
All sorts of craziness
Mickey
going
Mouse.
On there. And also, don't forget, people all own exotic animals there. Like, it's legal to own, like, a tiger if you want.
That's right. Like, well, luckily for us, we don't need to speculate any longer, Carly, because it has been revealed. What is this animal that has been causing these issues?
A domestic cat.
A cat.
A cat.
A pussy cat. A sweet little kitty cat.
Is it sweet? Because it has been attacking people out of nowhere, landing them in hospital.
When you hear this news, people who don't really know cats would go, oh, that's hectic. Oh, that's almost unbelievable.
I don't know cats that well. I have a soft spot for cats, but I am more scared of cats than dogs.
Yeah, of course. Same as my sister-in-law. She's exactly the same as you. She has dogs, and whenever she's around my cat, Winston, she gets real timid. And Winston senses that from her and then just wants to give her nothing but attention. She hates it. She's like, thanks, Alan. Why is he wanting to climb on me? I'm like, he likes you. He's like,
That's the thing about cats. They're so unpredictable. Well, with a dog, they kind of, there's tells that they're feeling uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like they don't just, or they kind of go stiff all over or, you know, you can kind of see if you're in trouble here. Whereas cats, they lure you in with the cuteness, all of a sudden you just move the wrong way or they don't like your attitude and next thing it is on all fours just wearing you, like you're wearing it like a backpack.
Yeah. I'm the kind of guy that would be attacked by one of these cats because I can't resist a cat out in the wild. I'll see it straight away. I'm like, ickity. And I'll come over And then I picked a cat up the other day, actually a little while ago, in Katanning. I was just walking around. There was a cat at the back of this pub. I'm like, oh, it let me pat it. And I'm like, oh, picked it up. And people are like, why are you picking up this random cat? I'm like, because you're so cute. He was good.
Did it attack you?
No.
Wow, nah. Lucky. You're a survivor.
Well, I've survived a few cat attacks, but
They're taking this very seriously. So they've had to literally issue a public statement for people to watch out for this cat because they're trying to capture the cat at the moment obviously get it off the streets, and they have not been successful. Apparently, they're calling it its evaded capture for almost a week now. So
good. Well, good luck to it. That's what I say.
I like to think it is someone's cat as well. Like it's someone's household cat. And it's just having this kind of whole street life by night.
Yeah. Just shake the biscuits.
That'll by day, it's being all sweet and cute and innocent.
Yeah. And then by night, it's pulling out all the hair out of its claws from people that it's mauled. Actually, I don't know where Winston's been the last couple of days. Maybe I should check in. Make sure he hasn't popped over to Florida. Alan and Carly. I had a busy weekend. I was actually at a gig last night.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I know. It was like...
Rocking out.
Saturday night, but I was at a different kind of gig, something that, I'll be honest, not at the top of my list normally, but I saw the WA Song Choir.
Okay, that sounds like a pleasant evening.
Sounds like an obligation, and that's exactly what it is. And I have to be careful what I say here, because the reason why I saw them is Julia, my wife, her friend was in the choir, Adam. He is the youngest member of that choir, I think. He's maybe in like early 40s. And everyone else is like late 60s. And like there's a few people that are bouncing around in the middle age group. But for the most part, these people are ticking retired on a census form.
I love a good choir though. For some reason,
I love
find...
a good one. Love a good one. Don't know what's
like. Alan.
All right. So these are a bunch of people. They get together. They obviously sing some songs.
Yeah.
I have questions rocking up because I did choir when I was a kid in high school. We did a cover of Cranberry Zombie, and let me tell you, that was my first ever out-of-body experience, and scared the bejesus out of me, because I was like, what's up with all these kids singing, hand their guns, hand their bombs, hand their guns, hand their bombs, and I remember just like going, this is weird. We also did a horrible cover of You're the Voice, John Farnham.
Oh, yes. At least you made your school choir. I had to audition in front of everyone. It was like bloody Australia's Got Talent, and they literally told me I wasn't successful in front of my whole grade.
Well, I made it. I was part of the cut. And I don't know if I'd make this choir, but let me give you a little taste of one of the songs that I actually, don't say liked. I don't know. I had to be gentle. This is it. Yeah. Woo! So that's Colours of the Wind.
Oh, my God. That is so beautiful and inspirational.
Where's the inspiration?
Are you kidding? A whole bunch of, like, adults, like, coming together to uplift an audience. Like, the camaraderie, the community, the fact that they've all practiced so hard to put on this performance.
Yeah, they didn't do it for free. We paid for a ticket, for the record. I don't even know how much.
I would pay for that performance.
Pay $25?
Yeah, I would pay for that.
I paid. My questions is, so they're a choir and they all have like, so when we rock up,
good choir,
I had
in
the
opinion.
Most uncomfortable seat in the world, second from the front, so I'm like, can't leave early. Looked and they had all the books laid out ready for them to walk over and pick up their songbooks. They were thick. I said to Jewel Australia, I'm like, ooh, thick books. Jewel was like, shut up. Then there was a point where the conductor was really into it. He was having a great time and he was going, under it, but because we're so close to the front, we could hear him. I don't think everyone else is meant to hear him. And so while they're singing, you can hear him going, and so I'm laughing. Julia got me right in the ribs, like a hard elbow. Fair, but, you know, winded me. And then also on top of all that, to make the evening just absolutely not perfect, Julia argued about where we're going to park. Because I said, I know where this place is. I'll park near the front. And she said, no, park around the side.
It sounds like you reverted to a four-year-old toddler for this whole night.
I did. And I didn't get a solo. A little bit like karaoke. Get me up there. You know? Can you imagine this?
But you can sing along to a choir. That's the best part.
No, they don't like that. Trust me.
It's not a group thing?
No, I tried. When they're doing all that jazz. All that jazz. I'm like, oh, that jazz. Get out. So anyway, good on them.
They sounded like a great choir.
Well, they need members. Carly, maybe you can...
I am not doing that again to myself.
They wouldn't have you, mate. Don't worry.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.